Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony here at WPPI 2015, talking to Shai. He's with Spider Holster. He's going to give us an overview of his product. And welcome to Photo Talk, Shai.
Well, nice to see you here, and welcome to Spider Holster.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your time telling us telling us exactly what Spider Holster is. And you're the inventor as well, right?
Yeah,
creator
yeah.
of this product. So
yeah.
Tell us how it's going to help photographers.
Okay, so basically it started with a problem that I had. You know, I was doing a lot of outdoor photography. I was doing a lot of travel photography, and I was carrying two cameras at the same time. So that was very, very uncomfortable, very unyieldy. And a lot of times I basically was effectively choking myself because I was wearing it sort of bandolier style, as they didn't have any across the shoulder straps then. So I was trying to find a better solution to carry cameras that will alleviate my neck and my back pain, and also will prevent the swing that most camera straps actually still provide.
So exactly what is it? Is it a strap that you can hook your camera to, and exactly tell us?
It's a belt-mounted holster. So holster, you know, what it does is basically allows you to draw and draw fast, and that's what we do. So it's a belt, very sturdy belt, that a full metal holster is attached to. And you have a metal component on the bottom of the camera that connects to the quarter 20, and that allows you to engage both parts.
Right. So in that particular piece, the quarter 20, you can also put a tripod on it, right?
Right. Because our plate is actually already fitted with two extra quarter 20 holes. So if you want to put a tripod here, small to mid-sized tripods, you can go then from tripod and back to the holster seamlessly. There's
okay.
no problem.
How safe is it on your belt?
It's super, super safe. So it's got a lock.
It's got a lock.
So if you want to lock it and you want to stand on your head for the rest of the day, you're totally fine. So in other words, your camera will never leave your person.
So it's in the plate, and then they won't, as long as you lock it, it's not moving out.
It's not moving out, no. It allows for some movement, and that's the other thing. We have a ball pin engagement, and there's a lot of reasons why we did this. One of the reasons was, you know, you're moving around, your camera should not be placing that torque on you, so it dissipates all the torque. All you feel is just the weight of the camera.
But what about the plate? Is that rubbing wear and tear on your body,
nope.
camera body?
No, it does not. It does not move at all. It actually has features that don't allow it to rotate. So it's, if you install it correctly, years later, it should not move a sliver of an inch.
Okay.
So it's definitely stationary. It will never, the holster also is far out from the body, so it will never scratch your camera.
So it doesn't matter if you're left-handed or right-handed, right?
Usually what we find out is even left-handers still hold the camera this way, because cameras are made for right-handed people. So they eventually gravitate and they actually have the holster on the right, because they're saying, you know what, it's not worth the whole hassle. But if they want to switch it, they can switch it. And we do have a dual cam system that actually have an accommodation for the left. So they, if they want to, they can carry it either on the left or on the right.
Okay. But it's not the clip-on. It is a clip-on on the left, on the other side?
Yeah. It's exactly the same one. It's exactly the same thing. The only thing that you do is you replace the pin from the right to the left.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah, no, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, as he's mentioned, you just change the pin from right to left. It's marked right and left.
So we do have a single and a dual system. In a single, we already wrench it for you very, very, very tightly, so it doesn't dethread. Yeah, and at the factory, because like I said, most people that buy single stay with it on the right-hand side. If you buy a dual, you're going to get two plates like that, one that's going to be rigged with the right-hand side, the other one that will have on the left-hand side. So you will have a lefty and a righty, what we call.
Good. And what other parts of this belt can you use?
Right, so we have attachments to the belt. So we have a small item that's called Spider Monkey. So this is sort of like a small clip that can go either to a regular belt or to the spider belt. And then we have tabs. Your tabs can go, you know, right into whatever you choose to attach it to. That's a part of the fun.
So it's a two-piece attachment. Mm-hmm. One on your belt and one on your hardware.
Item, yeah, exactly. Now on hardware. So it's a peel and stick. It's a very, very strong 3M adhesive. So it never, you know, it really doesn't come off. And then you slide it in. It locks when you slide it in. And then you can push it out.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, it could be other than the flash, other than a camera, right?
Right. So a flash, in my case, is my extra battery pack. So now my extra battery pack. And we have other attachments to it. So there is a water bottle holder right now that you can attach and detach from. And we have a rain cover holder as well. So the rain cover is detachable. If it rains, you go, you open it up, and you cover your equipment. And there'll be other items too, like small lens attachments, so you can actually carry a small, you know, a small prime lens in it, and be able to take it in and take it out very, very easily.
Okay. So tell us the website link again, please.
It's spiderholster.com.
Okay, and give us some price points on some of the items.
The regular single camera systems, that's the belt, the holster, and the plate is $135. The dual camera is $235, so that's two holsters, two plates, everything dual, basically. And then the items are, you know, anywhere from, you know, $25 to $75, which is our large lens pouch. The large lens pouch also is a very specific design. It allows for a 70 to 200 with the lens shade. Yeah, because a lot of professional photographers don't have the time and they don't want to be bothered with actually inversing it all the time. You really don't. You really just want to take it and shoot it. So we created a situation where they don't have to do that. So that's optimized already. And also we provide you with a little bit of Velcro so you can spiderize your back cap. So you really, it's a single hand operation at this point. After you get used to it a little bit, very, very easy to do. It has a rain cover already built in. And again, two of those spider monkey units can go either on this side or on that side. So you can attach and detach and kind of augment your carry load for the pouches. So we have a large lens pouch and a medium lens pouch.
Wow. Shai, you're also a professional photographer. So you did this, and tell us again, because there was a necessity, a need for it, right?
Yeah, that's what I felt. You know, I felt that, you know, at the end of the day, I could do like an 8 hours to a 12 hours weddings. My back was killing me. My neck was killing me. And also during the shoot, I had a lot of problem with cameras banging together and with cameras just not being stable. It was just all over the place. So we don't notice it because that's the only thing we know as photographers. We got to babysit our cameras all the time. But now, you know, a lot of those problems have been alleviated.
Not to mention your hands are free. Your two hands are free.
Yeah. It's not just that. When it comes to creative shooting, when you have something that's pressuring, bringing pressure on your neck all the time, your head is not clear to think what you need to do. Because half of the time, you're kind of like, oh my God, it's so painful that at the end of the day, the last three hours, you just want to go home. So I feel a big, big difference in my wedding photography right off as soon as I started using those. So and I know that other people here, there's somebody here who listens and they're like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It is what it is, you know, it's a human body, and those muscles and those areas are not meant to carry heavy loads
for long periods of time. These cameras today, the big bodies have, with the big lenses, a lot of weight, 3 or 4 pounds on each side.
They do. So we can't change that, unfortunately. That would be a very rich man if I could change that, you know, I would make everything lighter, but I can at least change how we, you know, the position of what we, ask any doctor, especially chiropractor, which would be a better place to carry any kind of weight. They will all tell you that the midsection is absolutely the best. Also, you know, you're doing this a lot, right? You're going down, you're doing all of these kind of like movements. Well, when you're carrying all your load here, your back is carrying it with you. Here, this stays always stationary. So your midsection is always under your feet. Otherwise, you'd be falling.
Right. And some photographers actually shoot with two cameras. Mm-hmm. On the left and right, a long zoom, a short zoom.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, any wedding that I go with a 70 to 200 and 24 to 70. I have the 70 to 200 on my right and the 24 to 70 here, and that's it. If I need a couple, of course I have my memory card holder here and a couple of flashes. And that's
it. You don't have to go back to your bag.
Nope.
You're doing it right there. You don't want to miss a shot.
You don't want to miss a shot, and you don't want to go back to your bag, because at that point, you kind of stash it somewhere, and in the middle of the ceremony, it's not going to happen. It's not happening.
Oh, fantastic. I really appreciate your time, and good luck. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.